This episode of the Inner Hoe Uprising is sponsored by Blue Apron. Inner Hoe Uprising. Welcome to the Inner Hoe Uprising, the podcast about sex, love, and dating from the perspective of me, Sam, one black womanist living in New York City, and one of the chosen co-hosts.
Rodecca or Rebecca, you know.
They're like, who is that? Yes, so last week was a gag. There was no reveal. No. Sorry. Wow. Fuck you guys. I can do whatever I want on my platform. I have decided to go with three co-hosts who will be doing kind of like a semifinals kind of thing. So yeah, they're going to be trying out. So for the next 3 weeks, we're going to have Rebecca. Then 3 weeks after that, we're going to have Akua and Rob going and kind of like experimenting. And we'll see if they're good enough, honestly.
We have to figure out if you guys
One episode like wasn't enough. I'm polyamorous. I need to have three people at once at all times. Like, I don't want to have one monogamous relationship with a host.
And no one ever knows, like, if they like somebody after the first time. It has to be at least three.
We
got to
have
times.
A full relationship.
Yes,
here.
Exactly.
All right, so good luck. Do you feel like this is the Hunger Games of the Inner Hoe Uprising?
Yes, I do.
It is.
I'm
going
to win.
You have to
die,
though. Okay. Yeah, no, you're going to win. Yeah, so if you're a new listener, we have a couple of segments on this here show about sex, love, and dating. We've got Bae of the Week, where we talk about people we're attracted to. We got Hoe of the Week, where we shout out you guys, the homies, the listeners. We got Self-Care Tip of the Week, where we teach you, I hate saying that, we offer some self-care tips, basically. Yeah. You might not use them, or you might. We
no
got
pressure.
Pay a Bitch, we got Fuck That, which is our current events segment. We got Fuck It, which is our topic of the day, and today we have two very special guests to talk about threesomes and films and group sex, and it's going to be fun. Fucking awesome and amazing, and they're very excited. They're keeping in their voices, and I'm really, really pleased by the fact that they're doing that. And then we got Fuck Me, where we talk about our romantic lives, so you guys get to know what's going on in my pussy, finally. Since you've been asking me so goddamn much.
Damn.
There are cobwebs.
We're all trying to get in there.
We're all trying to get it. Are you
I'm
hitting
sorry.
On me? Then we got Fuck You, where we talk about listener letters, and then we end the goddamn show because it doesn't need to be that long. So let's get into it. Oh, but if you would like to follow along with the conversation had in this podcast, you can do so by using the hashtag InnerHoeUprising or the hashtag PodIn so other people can see the fact that you're talking about the show. Introduce the next segment.
Okay. The next segment. This is like, look at this. The transitions are going to be terrible, guys. This is my first time, but next week, I promise. Anyway.
Yeah, better. Otherwise,
so
what happened?
They'll be like, yeah, no, not suck? Her. Not her. She's, you know, there's other people. Anyway, so the next segment is Bae of the Week. And Sam, do you want to introduce your Bae of the Week?
Yeah, my Bae of the Week for the past couple of weeks, actually, but since I've been withholding it, was Princess Nokia all along.
Yes.
She's an Afro-Latina Bruja rapper, and I just love her.
And you want to make sure everyone knows how much you love her every single week.
I mean, she's not going to be my bad week for the next couple of weeks. I was just saying this whole time before, like the past 16 episodes.
It's okay.
Okay.
Hashtag. Somebody get her on here so that we can just
Princess
like,
Nokia?
Yeah.
That would be fucking dope.
That would be
well.
Amazing.
I mean, she's based in New York.
I mean,
I would go out to Harlem to see her.
The internet can definitely pull things and get her on here. So we're just going to keep tagging her and keep adding
Hashtag
her.
Get Nokia.
Get her
show.
Here.
Make Nokia a hoe. All right, who's your Bae of the Week?
My Bae of the Week is more than one person. It's actually eight people. It's the entire cast.
The polyamorous show continues to be polyamorous.
The entire cast of Sense8. I mean, first of all, RIP to that show because
they
canceled it. I'm hurt because
Me
I
too.
Just got into it.
Yeah.
I literally
Tell us a little bit about the show for people who don't know about
So Sense8, without any spoilers, is just about a group of eight people who are connected like with a psychic connection and they help each other out because they each have their own special abilities. Mm-hmm. But they're still everyday people, so it's not like super well, aside from the whole psychic connection thing, but there's not like any superpowers or anything. It's just like
it's just,
different
yeah.
exactly. It's different ethnicities, different just walks of life and everything coming together.
Different
and it
genders,
just, different
genders,
sexualities. Exactly.
And almost every episode there's a fucking orgy.
There's an
like,
orgy.
Like where am I gonna get my orgy yes. fix from now? That's why I really love that show.
Yeah,
like what am I supposed to do? Watch
it's
porn?
It's so nice. Like, you know, porn. Where else can you get a slow-mo scene of just like
exactly like an artistic orgy?
Exactly.
Only the Wachowski sisters can do that
so
shit.
So they're definitely Bae of the Week, all of them. I love that show.
The and filmmakers are like, no, we can do that shit and we will do that shit. And we'll talk about that later,
exactly.
God damn it. Okay. Hoe of the Week. Thank you for telling us your bae of the week. I feel like I just gave a fuck.
You were like, fuck you. Anyway, moving on. It's
How
fine.
How did you know? How did you know I didn't care? No, I'm kidding. This week's hoe of the week is Baphomet Bitch, aka Harlot of Satan from Twitter. And, you know, that should be enough, honestly. But, like, she's very sweet and active on Twitter and vocal about the podcast. And that's why she or they, I'm not sure what their gender is hoe of the week. And we also got Ashley H, who's also very active and vocal on Facebook. Self-care tip of the week. I don't know. One of the homies hit up the inbox by the name of Angel Stone, hit up the Gmail for the podcast and sent me this free 14-day fitness challenge thing with instructional videos and nutritional information and advice and a workout playlist. So I just feel like, thanks.
I feel like I have to relate it to a conversation we were having earlier.
Okay.
Where everyone
were we
just
talking about killing ourselves?
No.
Or whatever we were
that
talking
was,
about.
No, anyway.
We were talking about freezing ourselves after death, not
yes,
killing
we
ourselves.
Yes, we were talking about that. But I'm saying fitness challenge because you never know when you might have to run.
Oh, yes. We were talking about the impending apocalypse.
Hunger Games. So, yeah. You know, whatever's going to happen, you need to be able to run from people. So.
Yeah, and Angel R. Stone will help you out with that. I'll put the fitness challenge in the description for this episode. Last but not least, please pay a bitch. You can go to innerhouseuprising.com and click the pay a bitch tab or go to paypal.me/innerho or use any of the codes that our sponsors offer us, because if you support our sponsors, you support us. And what's the last thing you can do? Oh, you can go to innerhouseuprising.com and click on the merchandise tab and buy a cool shirt or a hoodie to support the show.
All those things. Anyway, the next section is fuck that. This is when we talk about our current events. We will start with the Memorial Day. Bitch, fuck you. Fuck you.
Did you read this story?
Of course I did.
Rebecca's the worst.
I am the worst person in the world, though. Just so you guys know. Okay. I talked about that last time. I'm just a shitty person.
No,
you
are. That's actually the clip that I used for you in the recap. Did you hear it?
Yeah, of course I did.
Did you? Did you listen? Have you ever listened to any show?
No, I've never even listened to my own show. I'm never here.
Oh. Yeah, so we're going to start off.
Fuck you.
We're talking about the Memorial Day thieves who stole 30,000 condoms.
That's
yeah, like why?
Protection.
Good point.
Bottom line.
Good point.
No.
But who's racking up 30,000 bodies over Memorial Day weekend?
I think it's
obviously not slut shaming in any way.
No.
They're a superhero.
They were trying to help like their people out.
They were the know? Robin Hood.
Yeah,
of
I think so.
Condoms.
There's no other logical explanation
we
other than
know.
The fact that they just wanted a whole bunch of people to get pregnant.
I mean, there's
it's
capitalism.
The
they could have just resold it.
True. Damn. I was trying to make this a positive story.
like that's the one.
You know what? Let me help my village out and protect them.
No, people don't care about other people. So two thieves in Las Vegas broke into the Lilo warehouse. Lilo is a Swedish sex toy company. You said you knew them?
Oh, I do.
Personally?
Personally. Very well.
What do you have from them?
Well,
damn. Okay.
This is not like NPR
yeah. talk. Blah
I've
blah
never
blah.
Had
blah,
anything
shit.
Like a whole like dildo? Because that's kind of crazy.
What do you mean
me?
A whole dildo?
No, really. I know that sounds crazy, but like I've only ever done like a bullet. That's the maximum that I've ever done because it just seems like.
I mean, what do you use it for? Like clitoral stimulation?
Yeah, that's it.
Okay. Yeah. I mean, dildos are kind of wag, honestly. Like I just got my first dildo a couple of months ago, and I'm just like.
Really?
I feel like it's a bit too thin.
I mean, I've never even...
But I didn't want to waste my money on a thicker one.
For me, I just, like, I know. Like, for me, I don't know. Maybe I just need to be in the moment. Maybe I need to just, like, think about a fantasy where I take myself away. But it just feels like, all right, Rebecca, you're lying in this bed. And this is a dildo note. Like, that's what it is.
It's
and that's not
enough
fantasy.
For me. I mean, masturbating in general, you're
right.
lying in this bed.
That's true.
Just you and your hand.
But, like, if I know, like, I'm, you know, pumping back and forth, that's me. I'm just letting you know.
Why
everyone,
are you hitting? Why are you
no
knocking on the
see
door
me,
with
but
that dildo? What are you doing?
I'm thrusting.
Okay,
you know?
But it's not enough.
Yeah, no.
Okay, but is Lilo's bullet good enough?
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Shout out to Lilo. So sorry about what happened to you guys. So these guys stole two shipping packages of 15,000 individually wrapped condoms. And then afterwards, they went to grab a few more 36 pack of condoms before
because
leaving.
Because they counted the people in their village and realized it wouldn't
oh,
be
shit.
Enough.
Todd and his family.
There you go.
They need condoms. So, like, for the going price of condoms, they stole a little over $30,000 worth of condoms.
What?
It's like gold.
Damn.
Yeah.
That's like a
that's why I feel like
felony,
it's not for their it's not for their
like,
village.
You think about the condoms and you're just like, oh, they're just condoms, but like
when
you
add
it all up,
30,000,
like,
yeah.
That's a felony.
You're making a pretty penny. Then a day later, it may not be the same people, but a rental car rammed through the warehouse, the exact same warehouse. I guess they just didn't have any security that weekend. A man hopped out, grabbed three large boxes of sex toys, threw them in the bag, hopped back in the car, and then they left. Same duo?
This
Who knows?
I was about to say, this is all fitting with my narrative of it being Robin Hood. And what? Then they went back and they're like, you didn't get any sex toys from this fucking factory. Go
the
back.
The village was like, we need more. What the fuck? So they stole a box of 33 prostate massagers, 48 Kegel exercise aids, and the third box is like, it wasn't disclosed. We have no idea what the fuck was in that third box. What's in the
that
box?
That was their secret stuff right there.
Lilo stuff.
Kegel exercises. Do you do Kegel? I'm just asking.
That's how I used to masturbate when I was younger.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
And the simulation alone would get me off. Nowadays, I'm just like, I got this thin ass dildo. Let me throw on some porn.
Straw. Kegels are important, guys. Just so you know. You know, if you ever want to have babies or anything.
Oh, because it whips you back into shape. But I think your vagina is kind of pretty much going to go back into shape anyway. If you want that little whoops.
It depends. Depends on what how it was beforehand.
What kid have you ever had?
I've had, no.
Okay.
You don't know anyway, my life, Sam. So the you irony don't know my life.
I do know your life. The irony of all ironies, in a few days, this is a message from Lilo. Mm-hmm. In a few days, we were about to give away thousands of Hex condoms for free anyway. They could have just waited and asked like everyone else. I bet they were so pissed. Like, what a guy, or what a duo of guys.
Yeah, because the market value just went all the way down because they're just going to give it away in a couple of days. They'll wait.
Most people know this building over here as the Santa Fe Train Depot. And I know her as my friend, my life partner, my wife.
Woman marries a train station. Yeah.
Yes.
Yes. So Carol Santa Fe, 45, of San Diego, California, recently married the Santa Fe. This actually happened in 2015. I have no idea why it's in the news now. But she married the Santa Fe train station. Apparently, they've been in love, or she's been in love with the train station since she was 9 years old. And I was like, was the train station in love back? Because it's probably like hundreds of years old.
First of all, the train station has a gender for her. And
yes,
they have conversations.
The train station is a woman.
I remember all of that. So it's like, they've clearly been in a relationship that we have not known about.
They've been dating since 2011. According to Carol, the train station's name is Daedra. And Daedra has been the most stable partner she's ever had. Because she's a building.
She's not going
that
anywhere.
That foundation is steady, all right. But imagine if the train station was a fuckboy.
Yeah.
What you doing?
And then she
getting trains ran on her.
She walks up one day, and then there's another person filling up on Daedra.
Exactly.
And she's like, "Fuck, what happened? Thought we were exclusive."
The infidelity. That's fucked up. But it's like, baby, I'm a train station. There's enough to go around. Okay, there's enough to go around.
Dang.
It's a long distance relationship. She takes 45 minute bus ride every day to see Daedra. Daedra is her best friend and partner. She doesn't kiss Daedra in public because she doesn't want to be banned from the train station.
When can she not kiss her in public? Since it's a public train station.
I was watching a video and she did kiss her in that video
on cameras, which is as public.
But then
as
afterwards,
you can get.
She looked a little ashamed. I wish you guys weren't fucking filming that. God damn it.
There's a secret corner of Daedra that we don't know
about. It was that corner.
Now,
she really enjoyed that corner of Daedra.
Exactly.
And what else does she do? She circles the block talking to Daedra under her breath so nobody is like alarmed by the fact that she's talking to Daedra.
I mean, that's love, man. You gotta let her do whatever she wants to do. She's not hurting anybody. She's just in love with the fucking train station.
You know all those guys who like you see them walking, or girls or women, whatever. Those people you see walking with Bluetooth headphones and you're like, oh, they're on the phone. They're actually talking to like their building. Not just Daedra.
I thought it was just Daedra.
No,
Daedra's
all, the collective Daedra.
Ultimate
we all love Daedra. It becomes a cult. Yeah, she has sex with Daedra in her mind, according to her.
That's kind of like, I feel bad, but it's kind of beautiful. She's in her own world. Like, she's just happy.
Is beautiful. It's actually very poetic.
Yeah. You know?
I wonder why she loves Daedra.
Yeah.
You know? And I also wonder why she chose the name Daedra.
It's hot. It's a sexy name.
It is. I would watch some Daedra porn.
You know? Like, you can't name her like Beth. Sorry for any Beths out there. I'm sorry.
My middle name is Beth.
Oh, shit.
No, it's not.
I'm about to say but I'm just saying, like, that's a sultry name for a train station.
Yeah, you're right. She says, when I'm touching her, I feel as though it actually holds me. That's interesting that she changes her to it later.
Yeah.
I feel as though it actually holds me and kisses me. I don't have physical sex with the station in public. I want to be respectful. So shout out to Carol, you know, she like, could you imagine, like, you're in the train station with your kids and Carol's just like getting rammed in the ass,
just by rammed Deirdre. In the ass. I was gonna say like fingering the hole in the wall or something. Like, all right,
some kinky ass sex. So if you don't know by now, Carol is an objectum sexual, which is a person who, or it's a form of sexuality focused on particular inanimate objects. These people may feel strong feelings of attraction, love, and commitment to certain items or structures of their fixation.
I was actually
nodding a lot over there, Shannon. Oh, okay.
It's like, I just understand.
I'm just getting it.
Oh, okay.
It's all processing.
Because before you said you were attached to things, and I was like, is Shannon an objectum sexual? That's what I thought earlier, and I was like,
No.
We'll talk about that soon.
You gotta handle this really carefully. I don't want to offend. Yeah, so something I don't understand is, like, so specifically in Carol's case, and then also there's other cases. Like, there's this woman named Erica Eiffel who married the Eiffel Tower. Amanda Liberty married the Statue of Liberty.
Wow.
It's always the female Amanda objects,
Liberty.
You know?
They got that vibe. I actually watched a documentary with a guy who loved balloons.
Okay.
And not, it was like a fetish, but it was also like he loved the balloons. Yeah. Like, so it's not just women. So wait, her last name is Liberty?
Yeah.
Did she change that?
Yeah.
Oh, that's...
It's cute.
Commitment.
So what I found interesting, like in Carol's case specifically, she's saying like, it was the happiest day of our lives. And to like marry something or someone, mm-hmm. that person has to say that they want to get married to you. So it's like objectum sexual is for inanimate objects, but they're animating the objects by giving them pronouns like her and then marrying them. So I'm like, do they actually think that they're
animate?
Yeah, because
I mean, if
Erica Eiffel said that the Eiffel Tower proposed to her.
Oh.
She was taking pictures of the Eiffel Tower, and randomly the Eiffel Tower's lights went on and off.
Oh.
And she was like, this is the sign. This is my baby.
We're getting married now.
Yeah,
this
exactly.
Is it.
And then she like looked at him and she was like, the Eiffel Tower never does that. She knew. She knew. Probably does it all. There's always
probably
light.
In a complete
like, where did she
cycle
get that information?
Where I feel so bad because this is real for her. So, you know, good for you. But
yeah, I mean,
it's a cycle.
I would like to have an objectum sexual on the show.
Yeah. I think it would definitely be an interesting perspective because.
Why are you pointing to Shit. That is actually what this episode is about. Yeah. It's not about group sex. We've got Shannon.
Shannon, the objective sexual.
Why can't it just be object next. Sexual? Yeah. Why is it objectum?
Objectum.
That's annoying.
Because it sounds scientific.
Sounds like cum. Yeah. That's what it sounds like to me. I'm
Eject
immature.
Cum sexual. That's
exactly.
What it is. That's the only way to pronounce it.
Last point on this. The data is scarce, but this sexologist named A.B. Marsh did a... Oh, yeah. If you are an objectum sexual and I just disrespected your whole shit, curse me out.
Yeah.
Like, write in and curse me the fuck out because that's
then,
fucked up.
And then agree to come on the show so we can clear it up.
Exactly.
Seriously.
But there is a support group online for objectum sexuals. www.objectum-sexuality.org created by Erica Eiffel, wife of the Eiffel Tower. Wifel of the Eiffel. Sorry, I don't know why I'd say that. And this sexologist, Amy Marsh, did a study on 40 people from that support group, which is not a comprehensive study at all. So
you
we
said
don't know
40
any,
people?
Yeah, from
okay.
one group. Like,
that's
they
everyone.
All know each other. Yeah.
Maybe
so.
That might be the only case that we have, though. Like, maybe there's only 40 people coming out.
You
never know.
Yeah, but, like, if they actually want to know that, they got to, like, do research in other countries and populations and stuff.
True.
That's how sociality works, my friend. I said sociality. Clearly, I don't know how it works. And now, we're going to get into the topic of the day. Fuck it. The topic of the day. And today's topic, I called it the threesome whisperers, but we're just going to get into... You guys can talk now.
You guys can talk now.
The mics are open. The lines are open.
Yay.
So today we've got Shannon and Darren. Do you guys want to introduce yourselves?
Hey everyone, my name's Shannon, and
hi, Shannon.
I am from Baltimore, living in Brooklyn, going on 5 years now. Writer, filmmaker, cultural curator. I made that shit up. And I'm here with my creative partner,
Darren Mallett. Hello.
Hi.
You guys have great voices.
Yeah.
Like, it's very great.
The
I'm just letting you know.
With Shannon, Darren.
We made sure to drink a lot.
Drink a lot last night.
In preparation for this interview.
Did it just carry over? Or?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like
that you woke up. Like,
everything's liquid.
Yeah.
Okay. Smoke. Everything's quite juicy. Okay. Cool.
And I'm a filmmaker and connector. And events curator, and I am Shannon's creative partner.
Very excited. These are the, this is the writer and director of the upcoming short film, Bodymore.
Woo!
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Bodymoremovie.com.
Okay. let's start off with Bodymore. Why not? Tell us about the film. Tell us about the short film.
Cool. So Bodymore is a short narrative that Darren and I adapted from a short story that I wrote. And it follows a weekend in the life of a young black queer polyamorous political activist as she leaves Brooklyn to go to Baltimore to protest police violence. But plot twist, she gets invited to a party on the night of her arrival by a longtime friend, and a bunch of shit goes down that complicates her righteous quest to protest the police violence.
What kind of shit goes down?
Oh,
do we have to find out?
Yes.
Okay.
The party is kind of lit.
It's a wild
Which means
night.
It's absolutely crazy.
Yeah. She leaves. It's a wild night that includes group activity.
Yes.
Carrie creates a group experience for herself and for two lovely people that she's super interested in. And then she texts her boyfriend about it the next morning because that's how she gets down.
Oh.
So fictionally, Carrie Cook is the threesome whisperer.
Yes.
But exactly. Non-fictionally,
it's you.
It is you. So both of you guys, this episode's about threesome and group sex. Tell me a little bit about your personal experiences with both. How often do you engage? When did you get started? She's like, all the time. Body roll, body more. Here we go.
All right. I was preparing myself for this. So I am, I was in a 4-year relationship, recently ended. Shout out to my boo. I love you.
Shout out, boo.
And with him, we had a number of group experiences, and we found that the best way, the best types of experiences were ones that we never planned, just happened. Night had the right energy with the person, and I mean, there was a lot of partying and drinking involved, in general, like, you know, good vibes.
So, like, what kind of energy is that? Because have you read?
No, I haven't.
Or any type of group sex?
I've read, like, the vibes that were going on, and I'm like, is this going to happen?
I've never received those vibes.
I have. No, recently, actually. But, yeah, go ahead.
What are the vibes? Like, what's going on? Give us, like, your first encounter, maybe.
Okay.
Give us a little anecdote.
Okay, yeah. The first time.
There you go.
The first time. So, we started off our relationship. We were both already poly and discussed it. And so, the first time, it was with a woman that he was already long-term friends with. They were doing art together, and basically he invited me over to his apartment one night, and he was like, hey, our friend is here.
Okay.
And they were painting. I was just drinking and watching them paint.
That's sexy already.
Yeah. It was already. Yeah.
I'm in it.
It's a studio apartment. The music's playing. You know, maybe there's some libations and some marijuana.
Okay. No, that's allowed. That's allowed.
Legalize it. Yeah. I don't give a fuck.
No, that's definitely allowed.
And, you know, I was honestly coming into my, like, queerness, basically, at that point. And I was trying to feel comfortable.
Yeah.
But I was also very aware, like, you know, that I didn't want to just have a threesome and have it be... I was always interested in threesomes. Like, I would watch threesome porn all the time.
Yeah. It's my favorite.
It's
orgy.
So good.
Orgy is my favorite.
It's so good. Orgy... Yeah.
Yes. Yeah.
Sometimes it's too much. I'm like too ADHD
never
for that.
Too much,
like,
never too much.
There
never
you go.
Too much.
There you go.
That is the slogan.
Yeah, but she was, you know, she was basically, essentially, she hadn't slept with a man before that night. This woman. Wow. So
a lot of firsts happened.
And like we were both talking about how like we were interested in each other. Like I was like, oh, like, you know, my game is so whack. I just be like, you're hot. Like, can we, I don't know what else to go. Like, do you want to or no? So, and like, she was like, yeah. And then we were both like, oh, but like, if we do this, like, is it going to be like, we're just pleasing him? And then we're like, actually, no, it's not.
Mm-hmm.
So then we just like, you know, we created the situation. And it's always best when the women create it and not the men.
Why do you
say that? I've been with other dudes who were like, the minute a guy finds out that I'm queer, he's like, oh, like, bring another bitch to me. And I'm like,
is that really it?
Yes.
literally moment.
Are you surprised?
I'm not surprised.
So we have another little faith.
Look at me trying to have
like
a
well
faith.
Can you just like bring some, like, nigga, you need to do something mm-hmm. too, like yeah. take some bitches out to eat at yes. least. They just like bring her to my
red
house.
Red lobster,
feed
you know?
Them. Like,
damn. Those biscuits.
No, let me get some biscuits.
No. Something.
I'm trying to put it down.
No, but my ex was good about not being pushy. And like, he just would wait. And then he would wait to be invited in.
Okay.
And that's what he did in that instance. And that's what he would do throughout our, you know, time together when yeah. we were doing that.
Sounds yeah. good. Okay. How about you, Darren? Your threesome group. So, oh.
Yes. Well, you know. Because of, you know, Jesus and the Christian church, I learned about everything sex related through porn.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha.
By, like,
yes.
sneaking. Mm-hmm. my first porn experience was Playgirl magazine. Mm-hmm. This was I'm a pretty old guy, so we didn't have like that wireless
like,
internet.
Porno magazine?
I was like,
it was like the B. Dalton bookstore.
Okay.
Wow.
You remember you remember bookstores?
No. No, I'm kidding.
Once upon a time.
Never heard of it.
Books. So I essentially got like all of my sexual education from pornography.
Yeah.
And kind of like your favorite genre, which mm-hmm. is threesomes and orgies. I started really being the visual stuck and got into my being. Mm-hmm. And when I was younger, I studied theater, and you know, theater and musical theater is really group related.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. it's like, you know, gay men's team sports. So, you know, there's that camaraderie. And that's what I really get from a group situation yeah. is mm-hmm. the unspoken language of like, we're all in this together yeah. and we're doing something that
yes,
most people
that
don't
eye
do.
Contact, yeah. Like, yes, we're in this.
Like, we're doing this.
We're in this.
Yeah. And part of, like, one of my favorite things is, like, I like to set the aesthetics mm-hmm. of,
okay.
of the
yes.
group.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
So, like, okay, there's been, there have been times when I said you, I have said venue.
Wow.
And, wow. you know. It always starts with the music first. Like,
of course.
Get.
What kinds of tunes do you play? Yeah. Does it depend on the audience?
Ooh. I have a standard playlist.
Okay.
Called You Know.
Hey. Okay. I love it. It's so subtle, Darren.
And, you know. You know, if you follow me on Spotify and it's like 3 a.m. and you see You Know play, Darren Mallet is playing You Know. That is going down.
I always put my shit on Spotify on private, like, but it's too late, because I'm like, I don't want you to know, like, I'm just listening to, like, baby face from the night.
Okay.
Something really corny.
Baby,
like,
face. What else?
But yeah, so the ears should be, you know, something pleasing, mm-hmm. and incense should be going.
Incense,
and,
okay.
And the lighting. Right lighting. The yeah. right lighting.
What is the right
yeah,
lighting?
What is the right
dim
or
soft?
Heart?
Soft lighting.
Soft,
okay.
Not too
soft.
Harsh. You know, when it's like 3:30 and they do last call and you're like in the vibe and then like last call and you're like,
yeah,
you
know, yeah, that's rough.
That, you know, you want to leave that alone.
Okay.
But I say all that to say it's all of that aesthetics that support the camaraderie. And that's what, you know, really got me into this situation. It's to me, it's less about the sex and more about like we're all in something together.
Yeah.
And we're co-creating something just for pleasure.
Mm. That's beautiful. So, Darren, you're all about the camaraderie. Shannon, what's your appeal to group sex?
Mm.
Or in regards to group sex?
Control.
Control is an interesting word. But really just like the idea of creating a place where I like get off on vibes and like
yeah.
the passion. You can literally feel it in the air. I like to feel other people's sexual energy,
mm-hmm.
Which sounds weird. Like I thrive. Like
no.
I can respond to if you're really into it and she's really into it and like we're all into it together. It just like creates like this kind of storm. It feels like a storm, like a tornado, like when it slowly like builds and. Ooh, that eruption. Sorry.
Wow.
Okay. I'm just getting into it. the eruption of
Black people being happy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Aww.
I'm missing a word. It's like all of this tension builds up and it just explodes into this pile of limbs and bodies and like slapping sounds and like kissing sounds and sucking sounds. And just, oh my God. It's like, yeah, this is great.
How many people have been in you guys' group sex experiences? Like, what's like the max number of people that you've enjoyed?
Who goes first? I'll go first. You know, this is New York City.
There's a lot of people here.
Yeah.
And, you know, New York City has events and places where, you know, people go to take off their clothes and participate with each other. Okay. And there's definitely been an event that I went to. There's a little sign-in sheet. And, I always put a fake email now.
Do that with everything, honestly.
But yeah, you know, it's they have a particular venue, and it was definitely just up to like 180 dudes in this spot, and it was a ridiculous, just once again going according to vibe. There's no pretense, or there's very little pretense going on, and it's very difficult to hide in that kind of environment. But I've been in a situation where it was over 100 people in the same space. Not saying that I
indulge
it all.
It's an orgy.
But yes, but there's something it's to have over 100 black bodies, but that kind
that
of focus intense.
That's
it's
nice.
Really, yeah, it's intense.
I don't know. I feel converted now. Like, not even that I was ever against it, but I'm like, yeah, I'm feeling the vibes.
What
here,
are you doing
know?
Tonight?
It's pride.
True, it is true. Pride,
I guess for me, like, I've been to like some like sex parties technically in the city, mm-hmm. but I've found like I've never really participated. I've always just watched people fucking. So it's mm-hmm. like hundreds of people. And for the most part, I haven't really been attracted to the types of people that I find at these sex parties, because they are mostly like, I mean, you know, I just like black people, I guess. And I like
nothing
to
wrong
be,
with that.
Yeah. and so like, I don't know if you guys saw, there's this video going around, like it's like a spoof of polyamory. Like the person that you think is, that you want to be polyamorous is never looks a certain way. And it's like like a white dude wearing a fedora with stringy hair and a vest. And he's like, I'm poly. And it's like, he's like singing a song about how like people who are poly look like him. And like, he's not incorrect.
It's like when you go to the nude beach.
Look like,
oh, I've been to the nude beach.
And it's
yeah,
like always like the old retired.
Yes. You expect it to be like a whole bunch of like model-esque
sexy
type people.
Yeah, and it's
just like people just
dudes
do
from
like
Florida.
People you would pass in the street. Like now they're just naked. That's pretty much what it is.
Okay. Yeah. But also white.
Right.
Also white.
Gotcha.
I've seen all types of dick at the beach. Just so
sorry
you know.
About
micro
that.
Penis.
Sorry.
Huge, like everything. Oh, and it's just like
the spectrum of dick.
Yeah, it's a spectrum.
That's cool.
Yeah.
The parties that I've like, well, I've only ever created like one like group sex experience, but mm-hmm. more than like, because we've done threesomes and we do like couples, like we mm-hmm. have like couple go to, but like I threw my threw my ex a birthday party for his 30th, and the end of the party was an orgy, and I like
was that
planned
girls. Or
yes okay. I planned it okay. I planned it.
Like it spontaneous was,
he's a cultural curator.
I am a creator of experiences.
That's what you meant. Gotcha. Okay.
I'm so pretentious.
On the invitation, it's like, be prepared
for
the orgy at the end.
Wait, Shanna, tell them how you transitioned from
leave.
The birthday party.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, that's
I was
question.
Like, okay, everybody, get out.
Flick
if
the lights, like,
down, you ain't got to go home.
Happy
you have to get the hell up out of here.
I told my ex, I was like, because he knew it was happening. He knew it was happening. So I was like, so like, it's like 2 a.m. Like, people are kind of starting to go home. I was like, you want to get this shit popping? And he was like, oh. He was like, yeah. I was like, all right. So everybody up, time to go home. Like, you know, if you're down to fuck, you can stay. But
okay, was that the selection? Just down to fuck, you can stay?
No.
Because I'd be so offended if it was just like, Sam, get out. Like, damn.
No,
you
no, 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 no. Just leave. No. So there were a select few people who knew why they were coming.
Okay. That, they knew about the underlying.
Yeah.
Okay.
Everyone was not invited, but the stragglers who were there in my bedroom, because my house is 2 stories, so the party was upstairs. Mm-hmm. But people like to come in my room and just chill and kick it. So, like, the people who were downstairs, it was just like, look, you. We're just going to be honest with you.
It's not, so we're about to have an orgy.
We're about to, and, yeah.
You win it or not. Like.
Right. And so I invited our friends. You know, these, for the most part, are women that I know my, like, you know, we're all, like, we've all either had sex with.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Or wanted to. And then I invited a bunch of dudes who I thought were hot. And
good. There you go. Good.
And
this is how I would have an orgy in theory.
And it was about, it was like 4 guys and 4 women, I think. I hate that it was that, like.
I think it was 5 and 4.
Heteronormatively matched.
I was
up.
Not there.
Oh. It was.
Darren
wasn't there.
But was everyone straight?
So that's the thing. That's the thing. All of the women were not straight. Mm-hmm. We're like, you know, and then all the dudes were like, we're straight.
Okay.
Like, for the most
like,
part.
Do you feel like that's.
And that often happens. Like, yeah. Is this like, even in group sex settings, like, it's
Shannon and I are talking about that because I've been to things where, like, the older I get, the weirder it is that it's just dudes around yeah. me. It's okay. Like, for real, like, I like to sleep with dudes. Mm-hmm. I do. But I'm, like, a human first.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I'm very, very interested in being with women in, you know, perfect alignment. But anyway, I say all that to say that it doesn't feel cutting edge or leading edge to just be in such a confined, structured demographic.
Mm-hmm.
And with Shannon's experience and my experience, you know, we toy around with the idea, like, what would the vibrations be, mm-hmm. you know, to have, like, 2 dudes, you know, doing what they do along with a man and a woman. Mm-hmm. And just, like, you know, because that's education right there.
Yeah.
You know, one day I sat down with Shannon and I was like, this is black gay porn, and she's like, get into it. This is what we call it. A twink.
Oh, I watch gay porn.
Yeah,
like regularly.
We did that for an afternoon. We called it. It was a writing session.
It was.
Those are like our writing sessions.
I slid that in there.
But like, you guys ever collab way. Parties? Because yeah. this sounds like the foundations for a great party.
You know.
So listen.
There you go.
There was a, you know, in the meat of our relationship, I was practicing monogamy and.
Boring. No, I'm sorry.
Where's the lie? Where's the lie? But now that I've been set free, there will be, we do want to explore. It's because it's so funny. People are, in my experience, are really, really conservative, and they have their beliefs.
Yeah.
And one of my favorite things is to watch the moment where someone gets turned out. And, like, I had a really lovely friend who, you know, recently turned the big 4-0. Mm-hmm. And I curated a foursome for said person. And just, I observed, a lot of the times I just love it. And there was that moment, like, you just saw the release. It was like, but I could have been done this.
Yeah.
It's amazing.
Like, yeah. You know, so I think a collaboration is definitely in the works, because, you know, any space where black people can tear down some boundaries and walls, mm-hmm. I'm here for.
Mm-hmm.
Sexuality is the last frontier.
Yeah.
Last frontier.
Definitely.
And I just think the thing that I've learned from, like, all my group sex experiences is that, like, never have too many, like, just super masked dudes. Ugh. In any place. But yeah. that just goes
don't
for
have
anything
too many
in
tops
general.
In one.
Yeah.
It just is like, they tend to I hate to use that fucking word, dominate.
How do they spoil the experience?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Because that's what we're doing.
By existing.
Yes.
No. I mean, yeah. Like, because it's like, all right, damn, getting real personal. All right. So sometimes I don't want to have a dick in my mouth.
It's true.
Hey,
yeah.
Right?
Sometimes I feel like,
and
but
sometimes
75% of my life,
too,
I don't
want to
dig in my mouth. Yeah, you know, I need to eat. So.
And what I find with group experiences is that, Lord have mercy,
they're just flinging dicks in
yeah,
mouths.
This,
they're just
like,
trying to.
Yeah, and like sometimes I want to, like, I'm trying to, like, I'm trying to play with some titties, you know? I'm trying to, like, go down. I want to lick some clit.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No.
No, yes. Yeah. You're speaking a word.
I was about to say, I completely understand.
I don't necessarily need to be fucked or have a dick coming near my face like, oh, shit. Okay, you know, it's like... Mm-hmm.
Just turn around as a dick.
Do you feel like they get that from watching group sex porn? Like, yeah, average group sex porn, it's always like...
Because it's like, come here!
Yeah, exactly.
And it's just like the girl's just like being like flipped around and she's like, has no control. But like, no, my experience is... I try to make sure all the women, like, we have the upper hand all the time.
Because in porn, like, a lot of the time, the women are the object to be used. So it's just like, unfortunately, that translates to everyday experiences where they're just like, no, you want to be in this because you want us to take advantage of you. It's like, nah, I just want to chill with this girl right here.
Yeah.
And this is a part of it for me.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah. Okay. One time I tied this guy up. And me and my girl just did what we wanted to and made him watch and just not touch himself. He was just like this, hands up.
I have
and
this
he was
game
dying. It was great.
In my head that I want to try out, I want to play this game called Fuck the Police.
That sounds great.
And I bring, you know, a police hat and whoever, like, I like to be like a little nymph and I like, like, flutter around. And then if I so choose you, then I'll, like, put the police hat on you and then whoever it is you just
I get it now.
That's fun. That's you should patent that idea.
Yeah.
Introduce that to the next party.
One day, guys, one day.
Okay. So it's just some base guidelines on arranging the perfect group sex situation for the listeners who are trying to arrange their perfect group sex situation.
A bag of condoms of all sizes, because niggas will try to put on magnums when they can't fit them.
Yes, magnum size
and
condoms.
That
magnum size dicks.
Gets no.
This ties into the earlier story. Maybe they were just organizing a group sex situation.
Yeah, that might have been a very large orgy.
Moisture. I like to have coconut oil or some type of shea butter, some type of like lotions around. Mm. Also like lube, obviously. Mm-hmm. And really good music, great lighting. Incense or some type of smell happening because it does start to just smell like sex.
Yeah.
And people sweat.
A lot of sex.
Baby wipes.
Yes. Okay.
All right.
Okay. This is a starter pack.
Yeah.
Is the lotion for like massages?
Okay. I just like pouring oil on people too.
It's very pretty.
Oh yeah! One time I was really, really high, and like someone came around with just an ice cube, and would just
ooh,
and you were just like in the middle. You was like, ooh.
You had to turn around. Like. Yes.
My personal practice is I like to get centered and get my vibe right, so that whatever I'm attracting is like minded.
Okay.
Yeah. And then all of that stuff is to follow, but like. None of this is going down if there's no alignment. Because then you get all sorts of weird energies in your vortex, and we have no time for that.
How do you guys ensure peak comfort amongst all, comfort and safety amongst all participants?
Good question. So this is like a trial and error situation here, because I've been in a place where we set like guidelines. And it was like, okay, everyone consent first, ask before you like, you know, stick a dick in someone's face.
Yeah. Bare minimum.
Be safe, you know, whatever anyone's like, you know, boundaries are, respect those. But I find that those types of like, I always want to be somewhere where someone sets the energy of the room before we start.
Mm-hmm.
But what I've found is like, shit just goes down. And every, I mean, honestly, for me, there's always like, you know, it's late at night. It's like after 2 or 3 drinking, you know, we're smoking. And like, there's not the setting of the boundaries and the guidelines up front doesn't always happen.
Okay.
But
because there's like,
it just starts happening into it. Yeah.
In a big group setting, but in a threesome setting, it's much easier to do that. Like, you know, especially like, I mean, I feel like with other women, it's easy to be like, okay, so like, I know that you're a person, obviously. Mm-hmm. What do you like? What do you feel comfortable with? Like, we're all laying on the bed. It's 3 a.m. Something, you know, do you want to do this or not?
Yeah.
yeah, communication is smoother. I find, I don't know, like there's, with dudes, like they're not good at verbal communication.
Mm-hmm. They were never taught to be.
Yeah.
That was an emphasis on us. It's like, yeah, you guys have to, women have to know how to like talk and do all that type of stuff.
Yeah.
Guys just know how to lift heavy things. And
hey, I can
pretty
lift
much,
heavy things. Okay.
So can I. So can I.
I don't like to. I like to ask men to do that.
No, yeah.
Which is also perfectly
is that,
fine.
But is I that could. Wrong? I'm like, I know I can, but you lift
this. Yeah, I'm not trying to break my back here.
Yes, thank you.
Okay. How about you? Setting comfort and safety.
In things, in previous experiences, establishing personal connection with at least one of the people mm-hmm. first. And have, you know, so there's definitely, like, with the most recent, it was a chain of command. Like, okay, so is that person, do they understand that this is not, we're not here for a kiki?
They know what this
what
is.
What are we here for?
Come you know,
like, get, set your intentions. You're here to fuck. So shall we?
Theron yeah. is like the spiritual guru of okay. group sex.
Okay.
So it's like I like to have like the foundation first, and then everything else can be built upon that. And that normally begins with having some sort of repertoire and connection, deep human connection with one of the people, mm-hmm. and then a vetting process.
Mm. Okay. Yeah, that sounds important.
Also, like just a frank conversation. Sorry.
No. Go
about ahead. Like, have you been tested recently? Because, mm-hmm. like, you know, going down on people is tricky. I just always want to know about that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Do you go as far as to, like, let me see your papers or just
no,
honest conversations? Papers.
I like to trust people yeah. and just get tested all the time regularly. Yeah. yeah.
Do you use dental dams in your... Does anyone use dental dams?
I don't know.
Yeah. I have hundreds in my room if anyone needs them.
What were you going to say?
I was going to say I feel like a lot of this stuff can be relatable to one-on-one as well. Like, it's just... Mm-hmm. Even before when Shannon was talking mm-hmm. about just, like, the energy, like, mm-hmm. I don't get off unless somebody else... I know that the other person is into it because mm-hmm. I've had sex with people who just make no noise whatsoever.
I hate that.
It's yeah. so uncomfortable.
Are you alive
I'm like,
over there?
Yeah. It's just like... It's like you know, I know everyone's different, but, like, even,
take
like...
A
their facial expressions don't give
blink,
it away.
God damn it. Come on. Something.
Yeah.
I'll ask questions. I'll be yeah. like, you know.
Do you like this? Like, do you know.
Is this what you like?
Yeah.
You don't know some shit.
Yeah. Exactly. Like, I just, like, for me, it's just like hearing somebody else, even the sounds, everything
yes.
that just
yes.
it makes the whole energy. So mm-hmm. I get that, you know. And I'm just like, do I want to expand this to more than one person? Because it just seems like it's something that it makes sense, like, mm-hmm. in terms of just, like, what I prefer sexually. Like, mm-hmm. I
Fun
can't
fact.
Do quiet. Oh, go ahead.
The reason why you like those sounds.
Oh science.
I know science. Shannon, pseudoscience. Okay. I really like the book Sex and Dawn, and it says like that the way we started having sex, like as humans, when we were hunter-gatherer, before we transitioned to agriculture, was
fuck
that
agriculture.
Yeah, we watched each other. Seriously? Everything was group sex. Like, all sex was group sex to begin
mm-hmm.
with because we were living under, like, you know, there were no houses.
Everything,
we were
yeah, you
sharing
could
the
shared everything at
yeah.
one point.
Everything was shared. And, like, yeah. the sound of women, it's like this specific scientific sound. I'm about to get really nerdy right here. Female copulatory vocalization. Mm-hmm. I'm probably pronouncing one of those words wrong.
That's fine.
We get it.
You've all got Google.
So the sound that women make while we're having sex is supposed to be like the most distracting sound in the whole universe because it's supposed to make other people turned on so that they want to have sex.
Like sirens.
It's like we are sirens. Yeah. Like that's the why, like it's such a turn on. Like hearing other women have sex is more of a turn on than ever hearing a dude.
I was about to say.
Okay, yeah. Darren. I mean, I like gruff man, so it's like grr. But
yeah.
I mean, like, I still love to hear other women just like sighs of moans and that shit is like
I like
so
hearing
hot.
Men I think because it's just so yes.
rare it's so rare
yeah. yeah so like when I hear other women it's just like if you watch porn if you watch anything like the women are vocal mm-hmm. oh my god
we
that was terrible
mean.
Yeah like the whole time like they'll raise the mic on the woman so that's
yeah.
all you hear but then you just hear that one thing from the guy and you're like oh yeah he's into
there.
It like that yeah. makes a difference to me
I like to hear
it
the
depends.
Ejaculation sounds, though. That's what I like.
It okay. sounds in general. I get it.
Has anyone ever masturbated to just like auditory porn?
auditory.
I've never even knew that existed.
No.
Sam is like, well, let me tell you.
Tell me more. Tell me more.
On YouTube. I did some things back in the day.
Ooh.
And I'll leave it at that. Well, it's not that interesting. Sense, I mean, I would just listen to people have sex and jerk off.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And
hot.
Jerk off.
Yeah.
Very nice.
And that's what I call it. I don't have a dick.
That's what I did.
What do you mean?
Oh, just listen to people having sex.
Yeah.
Because I wasn't having any sex.
Oh, man.
Sorry.
That's okay. I did the same, and I was having sex. What the fuck? Any don'ts to group sex situations? Like, absolute do-nots?
Don't be a dick.
Okay.
No.
Don't be an asshole.
Don't try to take pictures of people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
Don't bring out your phone.
Mm-hmm.
Keep that
shit
locked.
Do you guys, people
away.
Do that? Like, they just do without even thinking about it?
People are awful.
Yeah. No.
That, sorry,
the board, that's honestly. The headline. People are awful. Do you ever collect phones beforehand?
No. I mean, I don't like throw like legit like
rules
parties. Okay. I throw like shit for me in my apartment.
I was gonna ask you like, what's the percentage of the ones that you do for other people and the ones that you do for yourself? It's like I'm in all of them. That's it. this was always about me.
So it's all about me. So I only do it for my own pleasure.
Hey,
I that's do fun, not. Yeah. I have, you know, I had some fuck buddies in the past who've asked for that, but they have to like earn it. They have to work for that.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, right now, I like to be a feature. I like. I'm like, invite me. I have like several like girlfriends. Like I have like sister wives, basically. Also like, and we are friends, but we also fuck each other, play with each other's boobies, and you know, lick each other. and so whenever like they're like, oh, I'm seeing this new guy, I'm like the invited guest star, as I like to say.
Today's episode.
So I've joined a couple of friends and their partners, and that's always fun because I love to go in a place and then leave and like
yeah
I don't have to be in your relationship
exactly.
But for the most part, everything I do is for my own pleasure.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I, you know, I'm pretty boring right now. I haven't really been
boring
doing too much.
Is the last thing I've used to describe you.
Yeah.
I'm like, who's measuring?
What scale is
what
this?
Scale
I'm
is
not
this?
Like always having orgies and threesomes, no, though, by the way. BT dubs, totally not. It's like a once a season, seasonal.
Okay.
Or twice.
Like every blackout day.
But yeah, you know, summer is coming, guys.
Summer is a different situation. But
why is summer a different situation?
Because everyone's hot and horny.
Yes.
Yes.
How many orgies occur during the summertime?
For me personally, like I said, with the orgies, I really only participate in the ones that I organize right now.
Mm-hmm.
So I may or may not be organizing one.
Right now, this very moment.
We have a movie
I'm texting
guys.
Right now.
My phone just went off because they're confirming that they're coming.
Like my seasonal orgy, invite only. But I mean, I just like getting freaky, so
yeah.
I'll probably join some. I'm looking for a couple right now. To
you're
like
in the market.
I'm
for
in.
A couple?
I'm looking for yeah, like.
So you're unicorning?
I think I'm unicorning. I don't care. I guess it's cool. Kind of like, yeah, I'm unicorning, whatever.
What
fuck
does
it.
Unicorning mean?
Yeah, thank you.
Oh, unicorn is like the single, like, bi or pansexual woman who's like down to fuck a mm-hmm. couple.
Mm-hmm. Called unicorn.
And they're looking for
it's so
unicorns.
Hard to find.
So hard to find.
Oh,
and who doesn't want to like join your relationship or end your marriage?
Yeah. I didn't know there was a name for us.
I got two unicorns here. So how do you go about looking for couples? Because usually the couples
I don't
are looking
know,
for you.
Actually. I okay. don't know.
There's a website somewhere, I promise you.
There definitely is, but I don't
you
know what the population
know.
On that website is. It might be that guy in a fedora.
It's always that guy in a fedora.
Always online.
Always that guy in the fedora and vest, and I'm not into that at all. So I don't really know. I have a couple friends. They're a married couple that I enjoy hanging out with.
Mm-hmm.
Other than that, I'm still, you know, just out here
having fun.
Having fun. just, I literally told someone the other day, like, I'm not really, I'm just, this is gonna, I'm think I'm oversharing right now, but basically,
this podcast
until
is
Body More, yeah. Right, it is. I want to see Body More made, and like all of my emotional and all my emotional energy is going into making the film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And so I'm really just down to fuck right now.
So it sounds like our rap party is going to be the orgy. So
the body. Yes.
As fantastic. Soon as we get this picture wrapped.
The Body More rap party. You'll see like the cutest, most wholesome pictures of us. And then it'll be like, we're about to go fuck.
Body More after dark.
Cut it'll to. Be the Spotify playlist. At 3 a.m.
You know.
Well.
You know.
That's funny. Just a couple of more points about threesome. So have you both been in group sex and or threesome situations in committed relationships?
I wish.
Yes. Oh.
I wish. I was practicing monogamy for 2 years. Mm-hmm. And it's, you know, it's a hell of a thing to be in love with a person and you really do see this topic in two different ways.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, but in my next relationship, that will have to happen.
Yeah,
I have no intention of sleeping with one person for the rest. Yeah. What? Who invented that? A white man must have. A white man with a small
it's
ass dick invited that shit.
We do not take small dick shaming on the show, but we do take white shaming. So I'll accept that.
Sorry, sorry. Yes, yes. I stand corrected. My bad.
Edit that, please.
My bad.
We need them. We need
they're
them.
Fund
them.
This
please
film,
put that on Sam, it. Please. There is that.
Okay, so Shannon, you've had some experience with that.
Yes.
How does jealousy arise, first of all, in that situation? Or has it for you?
So, you know, that's the thing. I feel jealous about... I felt more jealous when my partner was, like, texting someone and, like, revealing intimate parts of his life.
Mm-hmm.
But when it was, like, we're fucking, like, I never felt really... I never got jealous in a group sex setting.
Okay.
I always made sure that the energy is right. Because jealousy, ooh, that shit will fuck up a threesome. It'll end everything really quickly. Mm-hmm. So, I'm trying to think of an instance. I know that, well, I didn't finish the story about his birthday orgy because... That was one of, like, I mean, he did get jealous, which I found interesting because he was always the least jealous of the two of us throughout the whole course of our relationship.
Mm-hmm.
But the birthday orgy, the way it went down, I thought he was good, but apparently he was not enjoying himself.
Why
night.
Was that?
I do not know. Oh, you know what? It was his birthday. He was fasting. He was fasting. So he wasn't, like, drinking or anything. And it was, like, everybody was, like, you know, it was, like, 2:30 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
After a party. I think he was a little sober. He was a little, like, I think he was feeling a little, things were a little rocky between us.
Mm-hmm.
So I threw, my idea, being a good girlfriend is I'm going to throw you an orgy. They're beautiful women. Like, you know, and then maybe what it is I invited a couple dudes who I, you know, was.
You thought were hot. Yeah.
And so he said that I was giving a little bit more attention to them than to
sounds
him.
Like everything was about the lack of personal connection. Mm-hmm. between you
between
and,
yeah
right
yeah
and kind of filling
that was my
it
fault
up with the other stuff.
Yeah,
that was co-creation.
People are still human at the end of the day. I mean, regardless of whether or not it might be the ideal situation, if you guys aren't like in perfect harmony, it's gonna manifest mm-hmm. itself in whatever it might be. An
yeah,
orgy.
Exactly.
A dinner at a restaurant.
Exactly.
An orgy. You know, it doesn't it's at the end of the day. Right. Yeah.
And I'm still learning how to be like emotionally responsible and emotionally intelligent. Because I'm not. I never was.
That's a journey.
It's such a journey. And like journey. I've always been like more attuned with like myself sexually, but I guess I should have checked in with him. Mm-hmm. I should have. I did some things wrong that night. I thought it was okay. I was just like, I thought I curated everything. Everyone's here. Like, the music's playing. It looked like you were. I thought he was having a great time.
Mm-hmm.
And then I went into my little corner.
Mm-hmm.
And, no, I guess I should have, like, been more attentive to his mm-hmm. needs. So, yeah, he got jealous. I mean, mm-hmm. He got jealous, but he was not happy with me the next morning.
Mm-hmm. He may have been having a great time and then reflected upon it, you know? Like, yeah. Sometimes that's happened in situations with me as well.
Yeah.
I've never had a group sex situation, but sometimes it's just like, well, I'm cool with things are going right now because things are going very well for me, and then reflecting back on something that a partner's done, I'm just like, well, I didn't like that, but I was really happy about that at the time, so I didn't speak up about that, and now it seems like I flipped in a weird way. But no, we're just humans, man. So how did you guys cope with the aftermath of that, if at all?
He asked me to do a sex cleanse with him eventually.
What does that mean?
Yeah.
Take a, fast from sex for, I think it was, 2 weeks. And I questioned him about that, why he wanted that. I resisted a lot. I eventually acquiesced and, I acquiesced, and we were both traveling a lot in December. He went back home for a little bit, and we were doing the fast while we were apart from each other. It didn't go well, let's just say.
Okay.
It didn't end well.
Okay.
It didn't end well, and that we are no longer together, and it's okay. I still love him. That's my ex-husband, as I say.
First one.
I love him. Yes, I definitely learned a lot about poly relationships from all of that, though, because and I learned a lot about myself, like sexually, things I'm willing to compromise on and things I'm not, and just trying to be like as honest and authentic with my partner about like what I can and can't do, because ultimately, like, I just never felt like I should ever compromise. Anything ever, which is a little demanding and unrealistic. So I'm just, you know, but now I'm alone with myself a lot more. So I'm just trying to figure out, like, you know, best steps moving forward to be like a more ethical slut. A more ethical plug.
The sequel. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm sorry that it ended that way, but I'm glad that you're
evolving.
It's been a learning. Exactly. You are evolving. We're going to take a quick break to read a message from our sponsor. So, as I said before, this episode is sponsored by Blue Apron.
All right, Blue Apron is the number one fresh ingredient and recipe delivery service in the country, whose mission it is to make incredible home cooking accessible to everyone. Blue Apron achieves this by supporting a more sustainable food system, setting the highest standards for ingredients, and building a community of home chefs.
In theory, you always want to eat fresh food, right? But there's something about the summertime, for me personally, that just makes me want to have some fresh seasonal produce. Am I alone in that?
No,
I don't think
too.
So. I don't think so. Like a nice crisp salad or something.
Ooh, that sounds delicious.
That's why I need Blue Apron, because I'm like, what is food? A crisp salad. but yeah, I'm really excited for some of my upcoming Blue Apron menus, because Blue Apron provides at-home chefs with fresh locally sourced foods.
Some menu items this month are warm smoked trout and asparagus salad with fingerling potatoes and garlic croutons. Yes. That sounds good.
I'm already wet.
Spiced zucchini enchiladas with creamy lime. You know what you meant. Creamy lime and tomato rice. Elote style vegetable tostados and with summer squash, poblano peppers, and cilantro rice. Peach honey glazed chicken with sweet mashed potatoes, mashed collard greens, and thigh basil.
Did you say mashed collard greens?
I did. I meant
it's actually just
potatoes.
Regular collard greens. Like, Blue Apron is not trying to reinvent the wheel with collard greens.
Mash color.
And if eating responsibly with the environment in mind is your thing, Blue Apron has established partnerships with over 150 local farms, fisheries, and ranchers across the United States. As a result, seafood is sourced sustainably. Beef, chicken, and pork come from responsibly raised animals, and produce is sourced from farms that practice regenerative farming.
Regenerative.
All right, you can't diss me on my own.
You
show.
Just did the same.
I edited that. Anyway. I could just say regenerative again.
Check out this week's menu and get your first 3 meals free with free shipping by going to blueapron.com/inner. Again, that's blueapron.com/inner. You will love how good it feels and tastes to create incredible home-cooked meals with Blue Apron, so don't wait.
That's blueapron.com/inner. Blue Apron, a better way to cook. So that body more orgy.
Yeah.
That wrap party, though.
Exactly.
Yes, and if you donate $10,000 to our Indiegogo campaign,
we will give it to you.
Your perk will be an invite to the wrap party. Joking.
To the VIP.
Is there a way that we can support the film or follow updates about the film?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You can visit bodymoremovie.com. And there you can view our beautiful teaser directed by Darren Mallett, who's going to also be directing the film, who adapted the film with me. You can donate. When you visit the page, there's a banner right above the teaser, and you can click and give through Fracture Atlas, our fiscal sponsor. Cool. And they will give you your tax deductible information. Mm-hmm.
And then we'll consider you for the wrap party.
And we're launching an Indiegogo campaign. Thank you. We're launching an Indiegogo campaign June 15th. And you can hear about that on the page as well. So just go to the page. You can fill out a form and stay in touch with us. Donate. Watch the teaser. Look at pictures of us. Follow us on Instagram at BodyMoreMovie. And
spelled BodyMore.
Yes.
Oh, did we talk about the title?
The title. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Bodymore is a nickname for Baltimore that's used by mostly us locals. Mm-hmm. And Bodymore usually refers to like the body count and numbers, right? Mm-hmm. But this film,
like being killed.
Like, yeah, mm-hmm. the murder tolls, which are usually really ridiculous. But Bodymore is kind of a play on that nickname. Mm-hmm. It's a black woman's story, and it's a lot about the way that a woman uses her body. Because mm-hmm. our protagonist, she uses her body to protest during that weekend. She uses her body for her own pleasure, to indulge that weekend. And she uses her body in lots of ways. And in some instances, her body is used. So we talk a lot about like women's bodily autonomy and sexual liberation and the freedom from fear of violence specifically. Mm-hmm. So... y'all, please get down on this movie. It's going to be great. It's going to be 20 minutes tops. Mm-hmm. 18 to 20 is what we're projecting. And we shoot in Baltimore at the top of August. So, filmmakers, artists, if you're out there and you're interested in collaborating with us in some way, you can also email us at bodymoremovie@gmail.com.
I was going to say, that's interesting because in New York, when we refer to bodies, we're like, we're how many people have you had sex with?
Catch a body.
Yeah. Exactly.
Yep. That also works with this, too. Because exactly. She catches some bodies.
Yeah. Okay.
I'm all here for it. And also, is there anywhere we can read Untitled or...
Actually,
I'm just trying to figure out the plot.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
She's like,
I know.
I'm just like, this sounds juicy.
Thank you.
We don't want to wait. We just want to know now.
So, Untitled, which I recently titled with the help of Darren, Unfinished.
Big reveal. Creative guy.
Big reveal. I've been working on Unfinished, since 2015. Mm-hmm. And I'm looking for somewhere to publish it.
Okay.
I'm thinking about publishing it independently, but I'm considering publishing it with a group of other essays and short stories that I have. Mm-hmm. Or I'd like to have it published maybe a literary magazine or somewhere that women of color particularly can read it for free. That's okay. Really important to me. Mm-hmm. I just want it to be free and accessible for young women.
I read Unfinished mm-hmm. October of 2015. Mm-hmm. And she sent it to me. I was on my way to meet her. I was running behind schedule. I say this. I had to plug my phone up, and I read it at the Apple store. And it was just charging my phone for free. And it was riveting. And I think this is the thing about your story that is so powerful and juicy, is that it's authentic and honest. And to kind of tie it into the topic we've been discussing, there's a lot of people who in these group settings and threesome settings that I had, it's their first time they're doing that. And the reason it took so long was the fear.
Yeah.
And it's more people are actually in tuned and interested in exploration or have done it and are not sharing. And it's because of a sense of fear. And so it was such a big step for Shannon to just be authentic in her story. And that was what hooked me to sign on to adapting it for the screen, because of just honesty and authenticity.
I love that. I'm excited.
Rebecca. I just love these guys so much. they're
honestly awesome. We love you too.
We love y'all.
Where can we follow you guys personally outside of the film if you're comfortable with sharing?
Yeah. You can follow me on Instagram. I am Miss Shird. MISSSHIRD.
Okay. And I'm Darren Mallett. DarrenMallett.
Okay, cool. And that will be in the description for this episode. Yeah, anything else anyone would like to add?
I like this show a lot.
Yeah, we really like it here.
Oh,
I feel like I'm home.
Oh, I love that. I love that.
Y'all are invited to the after party. I just winked. You guys
were in there. Okay, well, we're going to move on to the next segment.
All right.
If you want to chime in on the rest of what we have to say, you can as well. You're here, honestly. Okay. You're just still here. They have not gone anywhere. We're just going to stop talking. Yeah. So that's it for Fuck It. Thank you so much to our guests. Now we're going to go on to
Fuck Me. Look at me.
I mean, you counted really loud. You're like, one, two,
three.
Fuck Should me. I go now or now? Now. Definitely now. Okay. Yes, this is the segment about our sexual, romantic, and dating lives. Yeah. And for the past 15 episodes, you've all been like, what the fuck's going on, Sam?
Yeah, I was going to say, Sam, what's going on with your life?
You need to ask me something more specific than that. That's why okay. I wrote in the document for you to do so.
No, I did see that. I was going to say you recently just celebrated something important.
Oh, yeah. Me and Akeem have been dating for 8 years now.
8 years.
Yeah.
Wow. Congratulations.
What's the secret? Let us know. We all want to know the secret.
I'm pretty sure it's like constant communication and like relearning each other again and again and again, especially since we just like did polyamory for like a year and a half, maybe 2 years. I'm not sure how long that was, but that was really like when we first started, or before we even decided to go into that, our relationship was actually in a really good place. Mm-hmm. And then shit got a little rough because polyamory is rough. Well, any relationship is rough. So monogamy is rough. So you have to learn each other in monogamy. So we had to like relearn each other in polyamory. So I don't know. I feel like we grew closer through that. And now once again, we're in a pretty good place.
Oh.
Yeah.
You guys are so awesome.
Hate on it, bitch.
No. I find it inspirational, if anything, because a lot of the time, especially nowadays, we have so much stimulation coming from every direction. Just like, oh, you know, a lot of times when you're trying to get like diversity or anything, you're talking to another person and you're trying to like create something, and now you have the internet. Not that it's now, but we do have a generation it's just social media. So like if you're interested in connecting with this person or this or this and that, it's just like there's so much outside stimulation that it's really hard to be monogamous because you're just like, man, I want to build with this one person. It's just always one person.
And you can like build with several people, or you can build with one person in a particular kind of way and do a bunch of other things with other people, honestly. So like you don't have to feel limited to monogamy, and I think that if like people kind of, I don't know, definitely communication, but if people also accepted the fact that it doesn't have to just be monogamy, I think relationships might grow stronger through that. And then another thing, I think like even though there is like this veering away from monogamy, I think deep down in a lot of people's hearts, they feel like they have to like settle down and be with one person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes people try to make things fit with people who they don't really fit with. And you're not going to have an 8-year relationship with somebody who's not for you, you know?
That actually happened to me pretty recently with my ex. Well, it's not recent anymore. It's been like a year, but
it still feels recent.
It feels very recent because, you know, we were building something for 4 years and it was just like, man, I just want to explore me and do all that type of stuff. And it's hard to, especially, well, it depends on your relationship, but in the relationship that I was in, to be able to say like, hey, I just want some time off so that I can just like chill and figure out stuff that I want to do or maybe go out by myself. Mm-hmm. It's kind of just with him particularly, and no offense to him because everybody's different, but it was just like that just wasn't possible. There was no breathing room. And it was just like, that's just what it was. We were just always intense, always talking to each other. Every second of the day was filled with one another. So
really, even that year, like you said 4 years?
Yeah, 4 years. It was just,
didn't get sick of that name. Me and Akeem do not talk that
But
often.
I was going to say, that's what I realized, that's something that's really important, is to give yourself space to be yourself and do what you want to do, and that wasn't it. It was like,
especially
every waking hour was we're texting. So exactly, and I think that also contributed to it, because it was, maybe it was something that he never thought about, but with myself, I've always noticed that I'm always thinking about the bigger picture. For me, it's like, this is my life, and this is like, it could be every day for the rest of my life talking to you, or it could be like exploring themes and realizing there's so many things now since we've broken up that I've realized that I never knew about myself.
Like what?
Just even being interested in women and being interested.
Oh, you weren't considering that when you were.
It was like something that
you're gonna have to be with him for the rest of your life.
Yeah, then, of course, I mean, I thought about it, but it was never something where it was like, you know, I recently had a couple of times actually I've made out with different women, and that was like a big deal. Like,
when did that happen? You just wrote that in there.
No, I know. I did. This happened when we went to our meetup for Black. This is group anyway, but yeah.
Oh, that
And then there was it happened with another person who was like my friend, and we were just like, we were drunk, and
yeah,
we looked
a wild week.
Yeah, we making out. We were drunk, and we looked at each other, and we're like, we should probably just do this, because we both like. Again, like, it's interesting because we were talking about how things had just happened naturally. We weren't thinking about it. It was just like, we just kind of looked at each other and was like, this is all right. Time. So then we just did it. And we were like outside of a bar, like on the street. And we're just like, yeah. And then when it was over, we looked at each other and was like, I could do that again. I could do that again. So we did it again. And it was like things that I never got to discover, because I've, like, since I was 13, I was in a 4-year relationship. Then I broke up with that guy, and then I was in another 4-year relationship. So it was just back to back, just always knowing yourself through another person's eyes, or knowing yourself through the way another person's reacting to you and all that type of stuff. And that can work if that's the person you want to be with forever, because you'll always care about their opinion and you'll always be able to back and forth. But when you're trying to relate yourself to other people outside of them, or you're trying to relate yourself even at work or anything that you do, if you're not completely aware of who you are or what you're interested in or things that bother you or excite you, you know, if you don't know those things outside of another human being, then you're lost. And if for
and it'll
while,
always bother you.
It'll always bother me. And it was it. And a lot of the time, like with my family loved him. They loved my ex. And it was just like, they looked at me like, why would you break up with him? Because a lot of the time people don't think that if someone's not cheating on you, if someone's not abusing you, if someone's not, if there's no concrete, tangible reason, then why would you break up with this person? I'm like, it's happened.
Don't dig them like that.
It's really happened to me, like with my family. And, you know, I know where they were coming from, because they're like, we don't know if you'll, it honestly came up in conversation where it was like, I don't know if you'll find someone else, like, who's able to check off all these boxes. But I'm like,
and I think that's the fear that a lot of people, there's 6 billion goddamn people in the world.
Yeah, exactly. There's going to be somebody,
like, we all die alone anyway. Yeah,
people are like, he got a good job, he got credit.
No, yeah, like, exactly. Okay. Yeah, for me, it was even at the time making that decision, it was based off of, okay, even if that, which I learned that's not the truth, you will find somebody. There are 6 billion fucking people, you will find somebody. But for me, in that moment, it was like, if I didn't find somebody, I'd be happier than living the way that I'm living now.
Yeah.
So for me, it was, I don't regret it. I mean, I did have a brief moment because he's dating someone else, and that was the first
when
time.
When did that happen recently?
Oh, that was like a month ago. How and I was just feel? Like, it That's was always. It was weird because we were always really cool. And you don't know how somebody, for him, I didn't know how he was outside of a relationship because there was always that attraction. So even when we were friends for a while, but it was always like,
while he was dating someone else.
Yes. That I did talk about that, actually. I talked about that he was dating someone else, but I did know him as a person, but there was always that attraction. So when we were after our relationship, you know, it was always like, either we're going to be together or I don't really want anything to do with you. And I was like, I don't understand how you can not figure out a middle ground, but everyone's different. Like, for me, I was like, I'm cool with us being friends, but I was in the position of power because I broke up with him. Like, maybe for him, it was just like, I don't want anything to do with you if it's not a relationship.
Yeah.
So, I had texted him and I was like, just trying to start a regular conversation because I was actually with my family, and every time I'm with my family, mention him in one way or another. Yeah. So I texted him and I was like, yeah, they were asking about you. And he was like, oh yeah, that's good. And it was such a short, like, just the way that he was responding, I was like, I know. And I was like, my question was just like, are you dating someone else? Like, just off the top of my head, because it just felt like that. And he was like, yeah, why do you ask? And I was like, okay, there you go, two and two together. And it just turned out to be somebody that I knew. So it was, I think he thought that I knew already, and I was just trying to be like,
how would you?
because it's someone I knew. I have her on Instagram and everything, and she had just recently posted him as his as her man crush Monday, because people do that now still. But
yeah, I didn't realize people still do that.
She did it. She was like, you know, you're the secret that I didn't want to keep. Oh God, this is so specific. Everyone's gonna know, but it doesn't matter. It was like one of those things where she posted it and I had not seen it, and then I was like, in my head, I was like, watch it be this person, because she had asked me at a party that we were at. She was like, it's such a crazy connection, but it was. And I swear to you, it wasn't even like I knew. I was just like, let me check her page. And I was like, oh, well, this is why. And this, yeah. So, I mean, we haven't spoken since then. So it's
how did you feel in that moment? Did you have that like heart drop thingy?
It's hard because I'm a rational person, and I'm also a person who like I have such a terrible capacity for empathy, so I'm always putting myself in another person's shoes. So I think to myself, like, he deserves to be happy. He deserves to be happy. He deserves this. And I go through everything in that one moment, so I'm like, I have no right to be upset, but I still am human. So yeah, it's like,
you literally do have a right to be upset. No, you don't have a right to take that.
Yeah, exactly. So for me it's like I went through everything, so I did have that heart drop moment, but I didn't act on it. I can't text him and be like, how dare you be happy,
yeah, because,
you
know, that's irrational.
Exactly. So it was like it was just weird, because I was like, damn, I'm the type of person who gets mad when someone moves on, even though, you know, and you find that out about yourself, and you're just like, all right, well, there's a little facet of Rebecca's personality.
Yeah.
And that's what, again, that's another thing that I probably would have never figured out had I just stayed in a situation where it was the right thing for everyone else looking in. But for me, I didn't feel complete, because I didn't know myself. But everyone's like, oh, he, you know, he has his degree, he has a good job. You don't know if, you know, but it's a black man with his degree, and it's like, oh my God, gotta keep him, because they exist, so that's what it was.
Gotcha.
That's my, I guess, my anecdote, my fuck me moment.
Yeah, you saw how I spin that?
Yeah,
I
was like, you did. I don't want to talk about myself. It just eased into it.
Wait, so what's this? You're in a relationship now. You're really a creature of habit, huh?
Yeah.
4 years, 4 years, another
no,
4 years.
No, it's not. You know what? And it's funny, because I wrote that in the notes, but then, like,
then he was like, nah, I'm not.
It's just like, it's so weird. I feel like he has his own exploration of self that he has to go through.
Okay.
And I don't think that I even for it. Exactly, because I know that position, I've been there, so I wouldn't even want to latch myself onto him, because he may feel that obligation that I felt for 4 years of just like, this is a normal. And honestly, the 4 years also happened because of the fact that I'm always thinking, I don't necessarily align myself to the norm, which we can all relate to. Yeah. So for me, it's like, for him, it's like a white picket fence, and I'm like, I want to explore, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
So for me, it's like, I don't know if he knows that that's what he wants to do, and I don't want him to feel like I'm here and I'm next to you. So it's like, do I lose her, or do I align myself to this mentality that I may not necessarily relate to? So I don't want to have to force his hand either way. So for me, it's just like, I'm there as a friend, but I still have to discover things for myself. I'm 24, like, you know. I don't know. I feel like every year I'm just like, yo, I didn't know anything at all, and that's what keeps happening. So I don't know if I'm even ready to be in a relationship yet. So that's why there was question marks at the end of that.
Okay,
it was like, am I? No, it's just somebody that's cool too. Yeah,
be free. Yeah,
be free.
The world is your oyster.
Yeah, I had a friend. I had a person at work who actually gave me that advice. Like, what? She's married now, and she was just like, just fuck
have
a
whole face.
She's like, you need to have the whole face. You do. It's necessary.
You really do.
And don't be ashamed of it, because you don't want.
Shannon can help you with your whole face.
I can.
Shannon will curate your.
I'm a great wing woman, by the way. So
it's just gotta
hit the town.
you just gotta explore your life. Like, that's what you just gotta explore boundaries and like just live.
Okay.
And that's what I'm learning. Good. Again, another week.
Thank you. We'll see what happens next week.
Yeah.
You'll be here
next week.
Yeah.
And the week after.
I want to hear some Sam stories.
Yeah.
I need a specific.
She has not said anything. You haven't said anything.
I need a specific question, because like, really, not that much.
Who are you? What are you liking now sexually? What's turning you on
sexually? the same things that have always turned me on, honestly. I mean, there's still that thing. This is the group sex episode. So there's still that thing in the back of my mind where I really want to have a threesome with Akeem. Yeah, because, I mean, we're monogamous now. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not, like, driving for it or anything like that. Like, I'm not seeking it out, and neither is he, because we're just trying to live our lives. Like, I'm restarting the podcast, and, you know, I'm, like, grieving and stuff like that, and he just took on two jobs, so I'm just, like, kind of boring sexually. And that's why every fuck me, I was just like, I don't have anything to say. Like, for a long period of time, honestly, when I restarted the podcast, I wasn't having that much sex, and I wasn't sure if it was, like, grief or, like, my birth control making me absolutely fucked up. But I'm still on that same birth control, and lately I've been horny as fuck. So it was not the birth control. Okay. I was just, like, feeling glum or whatever. Yeah. But, no, now I'm just fucking normally. Regular vanilla.
Can I make a suggestion, maybe?
Yeah.
I don't know if you guys would be into this, but another couple. Another couple who is equally as busy as you all, but maybe, I don't know if you'd be interested.
That would, like, be perfect, honestly.
Because then it's like the balance is there. I think that's a good, like, intro to group setting.
Yeah.
Kind of soft. They call it soft swap. Or
why did they call it soft swap?
Because you don't necessarily have to be, like, fucking each other. You're just, everyone's just petting.
Like, in the same area.
In the same area.
That's a good idea.
You don't actually have to fuck.
Where do
you
I find
just
those people?
No, I was going to say, is there, like,
we are doing a swingers
for that? Yeah, we are.
We're doing a swingers episode next week, so I'll find out more.
There you go.
I'll quickly say that there it's funny how there's an intersection between, like, economics and this and group sex, because it comes down to, like, sometimes if you got to wake up early in the morning, that's two less people who they don't give a fuck about what you're doing. They got to wake up in the morning. And, you know, some of this stuff really happens, like, away, out of town. Like, you know, there is a practicality that that is about this. And there's seasons in our life. And, you know, I'm currently in a season where it's like I am focused, and I feel you on that. And it's like, I ain't got time for that. Don't hit me up. I'm not going nowhere.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Thank you. Thank you for relating.
So when you're, you know, when you're in another season, maybe summer of your life, then.
So did you mean this summer or?
No, I mean, it depends. Because I remember this summer was, you know, prime time, but maybe there's another.
No, last
time.
Summer was ho the fuck summer. No, actually, it wasn't. The summer before that was ho the fuck summer. Last summer was like, oh, I have two boyfriends now summer.
Nice.
That was interesting.
She's like, nice. That's awesome.
No, that was interesting.
Yeah.
All right, yeah, let's move on.
All right.
We'll find out more Sam stuff next week and more Rebecca stuff next week.
Fuck you!
The segment about your lives where we read some listener letters.
The subject is playing myself, question mark. Hi, I've been in a friends with benefits situation with the guy Jay for the past year. He's in an open relationship and his girlfriend is okay with it and everything. A few months into it, he offhandedly said to me that in April 2017, he was thinking he would break up with her and was hoping to seek out a monogamous relationship, and stated that if things were still good, he'd be interested in that with me. At the time, I disregarded it, but at this point in time, I'm starting to develop feelings for him. He hasn't broke up with his girlfriend yet, and I don't think it's fair of me to expect him to respect him regardless of what he said. At this point, what should I do? I don't know if I should bring it up and tell him how I feel, or if I need to leave the situation altogether. Diana. Oh, everyone
Shannon
is like,
and Darren have
cutting
their
out. Like, no, I agree.
Get out of there.
Everybody give your reasonings.
I have been in a situation where it's just dragged, and everyone tells me the mantra is just like, if he wants to be with you, he would be with you. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, you can. He even said at a specific date, April 2017 is when he wants to break up with her.
Yeah. Well, when did she send this?
Yeah, I was going to say, it seems like he's trying to placate her and stretch out the situation as long as he can.
Yeah, she said this May, so.
Yeah, I was about to say, because everyone wants to, well, not everyone, but a lot of people want to have their cake and eat it too. Mm-hmm. So if she's willing to stay for
there's
as long
no
as possible,
to.
If I just say, oh, yeah, I'm going to break up with her. Oh, yeah, in April 2017, then it's May, you know? So, I mean, but what are you guys' reasons, Shannon and Darren?
Red flags.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. He was in an open relationship.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
He was sleeping with her and his girlfriend. And now he put an expiration date on his, I'm assuming, like, long-term relationship that has already passed. And then he's saying he wants to basically transition into another relationship.
Yeah. Exactly.
Without actually doing any kind of work
yeah.
in between time to, like, get to know him, his own self, mm-hmm.
or
like,
or to like fully end those relationships or right. start up a new relationship.
He's just trying to like, it's like rollover minutes. Like he's not like a rollover girlfriend. Like, you my bottom bitch. Okay. Yeah. Okay. I'll break up with her as soon as I know you're here.
Yeah.
And then it's monogamous. I'm doing air quotes now, and then it won't be. Like,
exactly.
It's like,
yeah.
it's like, no, nigga, you just want to do you. Yeah. So just do that without trying to like, he's trying to control her. I think.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And he would do the exact same thing to her when he was done with her as well.
Yeah. Exactly.
And then a way to, it seems like his relationship with his girlfriend was on the rocks in the first place. A way to fix an on the rocks relationship is not to open up that relationship ever.
Nah.
So he already has really bad practices.
Yeah. Get out of there, girl.
Yeah.
Darren.
Oh, yeah.
yeah, I agree. He's like, yeah, I'm nodding.
I agree. And then I would guess to add to that, if you're not getting what you want today,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're putting yourself in a situation where you're waiting on someone else's action mm-hmm. to feel whole, and that's not a great place to be. It's to feel whole first, to have the actions reflect the wholeness. So
So what do you guys think she should do ultimately? Does she bring it up to him or does she just leave?
She might have to just leave.
I say she would,
because there's some, because there are certain people, and I don't know if it's this situation, but I know that there are people who just have a way with words. And if she's already vulnerable to him, she already feels like, because she's been in it for mm-hmm. how long, so she obviously has the feelings for him.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever he says to placate her will entice her mm-hmm. because she's already, you know, I mean, to get as far as to mm-hmm. ask advice about it, she's conflicted, but she wants to stay. And mm-hmm. you know, it's one of those things where, no matter, if she brings it up to him, he'll be like, that's not true. And then he'll think of something else. And there'll mm-hmm. always be something else. She has to realize that the fact that she's even questioning it says something.
Yes.
It says that maybe this is just not, you know, a situation that's ideal yeah. for her, mm-hmm. you know? And she just has to get out of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She just has to get out of it. Yeah.
Now that feelings are involved, I think yeah. definitely. I mean, like, listen to your intuition.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's, like, super sexy. And, mm-hmm. you know, niggas know how to smooth talk, yeah, have a big dick, whatever. Dick, yeah. But,
sometimes
you know, if you can't just, I mean, I would say keep fucking him, but remove the emotions. But
that's hard to do.
I am a person who doesn't feel their feelings all the time.
Okay.
I'm working on that. So I would say you just got to cut it off all the way.
Growth, sir. Look at all this growth, girl. I think so proud of you. So proud of you.
It's
love
hard.
You, girl.
When the dick is good.
When the dick like, is yeah. good?
You're like, I can rationalize any fucking situation as long as I'm getting this shit. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, yeah, girl, don't be seduced.
Yeah.
Don't be seduced.
No, join Ho Summer 16.
Yeah.
Ho Summer 17.
17.
Damn, girl. Leaving in the
past. Summer 16 just rolls off the tongue, though.
It does.
Yeah.
Anything else to add about that, you guys? If not, we're going to end the show.
Yeah, I just...
Oh. Do you have anything to say?
Hope for the best.
What? Oh, yeah, no. I hope it all works out. Yeah. Just dump that chump. Dump yeah. that chump. Dump that chump. Yeah. Okay,
yeah.
so that... that
move chump. On.
That has
move
been on. Another episode of the Anna Hall Uprising. Thank you so much to Shannon and Darren of the film Bodymore.
Woo!
Thank
you.
And the producer, Amber.
Amber yes. Ferriero. Yes. Holding it down.
Silent hero.
A.K.A. Grace Jones. Young Grace Jones.
You do look like Grace Jones.
It's beautiful.
Wow. That was good.
And we talk about it all the time.
And today's co-host, Rebecca.
Rebecca,
thank you for being here with me.
Huh,
yeah,
no problem.
Shout out your social medias. No, you don't end the show. I end the
oh,
show.
Oh shit!
I'll
okay.
see you next week.
All right. you can follow me at a work in progress uh-huh. _ That's my Instagram name. I realized, yeah, this, no, yeah, of course, you have to try every different
that
option.
Sucks,
it's it's 2 underscores. but I did plug to my Tumblr last night time, and I realized there's a lot of sexual content on there. But it's fine.
So.
It's no need to make believe that's my Tumblr.
You're still gonna see
yeah,
it,
I'm
God
still
damn
gonna
it.
Say it. But yeah, you can follow me. I'm always welcome to have more people to talk to. Hit me up. I'm cool with that.
Okay, we
yeah.
get it. Rebecca needs friends. Okay.
I have no one.
You can follow me at SlamRid with Rid with 2 D's on Instagram and Twitter. You can follow this podcast. Oh, I'm gonna make you do this next week.
Oh, okay.
A part of it.
Okay.
You can follow this podcast on Twitter at Inner Ho Uprising without the G, Inner Ho Uprising on Instagram, Inner Ho Uprising on Facebook, and you can go to innerhouprising.com. to see the website. All right. At this point, there's no co-host bios. I mean, you can listen to the show there if you want, or you can pay a bitch. That's also good. Yeah. Please rate us 5 stars only on iTunes and Stitcher, and
only.
Yeah, please. Only. No, no, no. 4 stars.
Nothing less. No 4 stars in this.
There used to be this segment called Little Something Sexy. I don't know what to do for it anymore.
Last time,
it's
I
not gonna be you.
Myself.
It would have to be guests, but not all
it?
The time.
What
guests.
Is it?
You just say something or make a sexy sound to end the show. You guys can if you want to. I don't know if I'm going to continue the segment after today. I guess we're not continuing this segment after today. Well, that there you,
Darren has some good
you
dirt
have
talk. All I know.
Little Something Sexy die right here today.
Darren and I recap our exploits, and I know he has some good sexy talk. But
we'll find out at the Body More after party.
Yes, you will. Oh, yeah, there you go. Come through, find out how we talk nasty.
Okay, thanks, guys.